from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Renner Garage Door, R-E-N-N-E-R, forward and back on the Missouri side. Checking the Cordell and Cordell No Delay Freeway, 70 westbound from 470 into downtown, 15 minutes. 71 northbound still rolling now between 75th up towards Gregory. Whether you need a new smart LiftMaster opener, service, repair, or brand new garage door, Renner Garage Door has you covered. Locally owned, top rated, R-E-N-N-E-R, forward and back, RennerDoor.com. Touchdown Renner. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan Traffic.
That dude was high on something.
He was high on college football.
College football, Bigley. They're throwing a charm, Thompson ball, Bigley. Knows college football better than his own family. College football, J.B.
Got the chow in, wearing them short, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce.
Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family.
B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink.
College football, Binkley. They're throwing a Charles Thompson ball to Bigley. Knows college football better than his own family. College football to Bigley.
Better believe it, it's that time on a Wednesday where we go to Jay Binkley. We threw our chaws in. I haven't got Bob a can of Copenhagen. Fine cut, not long cut, but we go to Jay Binkley now here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Binkley, how are you on this wonderful, beautiful Wednesday morning?
What's going on, fellas? We're getting close. We're getting close.
Are you close to what, Jay? I mean, we've already had 2 weeks of college football.
That's fine. I'm talking about the Chiefs tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a college football segment. Hey, let me ask you something totally off script here real fast. Who's a bigger fraud, Dabo Sweeney or Brian Kelly?
That's a close one. I think Dabo, the problem is Dabo Sweeney, a great coach, but he won't play in 2024 like their philosophy. If you're not doing a transfer portal and you're not giving no money for addition and only for retention, listen, I don't care how good a coach you are, you're not playing the game as the rules say.
All right, we're going to put Jay on hold, get a better connection with him, and try to figure things out here. I don't know where he's calling from, the Mars or the moon or someplace like that today. So we'll get a better connection with Jay Binkley as we do talk some college football with him. But I asked him, Brian Kelly or Dabo Sweeney, the bigger fraud. Like, Brian Kelly banging that table the other night, that was not believable. His fake Southern accent is not believable. And then Dabo Sweeney's railing the media for 51 seconds yesterday about something he's never read or listened to, but yet had 51 seconds of commentary on it. And as somebody told me, Dabo Sweeney was really good when it was a horse and buggy, and now that the car's in existence, Dabo Sweeney can't figure things out there down at Clemson. So that's why I ask you, Jay, who the bigger fraud was. It was it Brian Kelly or Dabo Sweeney, two guys that I think are kind of struggling a little bit so far this season.
Well, and the one thing about it is, too, I mean, Dabo, you know, did go to six straight playoffs when it wasn't 12 teams. It was just four teams, so he has that going. But if you're not going to hit the transfer portal and you see the talent deficiencies at Clemson this year, Brian Kelly, that team last year was good, except they didn't have a defensive coordinator. They bring in Mizzou's defensive coordinator from last year.
They should be better, but I'm not slighting USC either because I think USC is a good football team right there with LSU. But LSU finished strong last year. And keep this in mind, they lose Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. in that offense and the Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah, it's hard to replace that kind of talent.
Beakley, I'm excited for this weekend in college football because I look at the slate and I see Texas, Michigan, Tennessee, and the Wolfpack, or the Bat, Wisconsin. I see Colorado, Nebraska, 6 o'clock Saturday. That's where I will be. Kansas, Illinois, Iowa State, Iowa already. So that game will be 7-7 at the start of the fourth quarter. And then there's other games as well that are, you got Boise State, Oregon. Where does the six-pack on ice get started for you on Saturday? Probably 10:30, but I assume that you've got a game that you're really dialed into.
Well, I'll get up and watch game day and stuff. And 11 o'clock is a good slate because you have Michigan, you know, going against Texas. I think that game is going to be probably priority one. But Kansas State and Tulane, I'm actually looking forward to that one, too, because that starts at the exact same time. So it'll be a double vision on there. But I think those are two great games to start. Then the only other game between two ranked teams, obviously you mentioned Tennessee and NC State. That's a fun game to watch, too. Grayson McCall, who was at quarterback at Coastal Carolina, did so well. He transferred to NC State. And then, of course, Nico Ialamaleva, the quarterback of Tennessee.
That was close, Jay. That was close.
You nailed it, Jay. Let's talk about
I've been trying.
But the game that everybody's going to be watching is Colorado and Nebraska because of the Deion effect. Yeah. Whether you like them or whether you hate them, you pay attention, and that's great for the sport. Is Deion and Colorado better this year than they were last year, or are they worse off than where they were a season ago?
You know, that remains to be seen. I will tell you this. They looked very similar. The team looked very similar to what last year. The tackling was bad. The offense was high octane and moving the ball down the field. But it looked a lot like last year. North Dakota State had a chance to win that game, and this isn't your daddy's North Dakota State team that we've seen in the past. Last year, the reason this Colorado-Nebraska game is going to be so good is last year, Colorado beat them in game two. They beat them 36-14. And we know the only four wins for Colorado last year, but they put it on Nebraska. They embarrassed Nebraska because that Colorado team, it looked like, oh, it's a big win for Colorado. Well, it looks more like a bad loss for Nebraska last year when they beat them. But Jimmy Horn Jr., the wide receiver for Colorado, was just freaking fun to watch. Almost had 200 yards. And Travis Hunter, the best player in college football. It's not even a question. The way he runs routes, the impact he has on a game with the wide receiver. He only missed two snaps that entire game playing cornerback and wide receiver. But, he right now is the best player in college football. I don't think there's a debate.
All three local teams kind of took care of business over the weekend. Did you see anything that was of note other than maybe that Missouri might have a running back in the hiding of the season? But other than that, I mean, was there anything to really, like, picture point or pinpoint when you watch those three teams just blow out the competition?
No, they took care of business and they didn't struggle because a lot of times you'll see FCS teams sneak up and beat an FBS team or give them all that they wanted, like hence Oregon against Idaho when you have FCS playing FBS. But that backfield for Missouri and with Cody Schrader, they're going to be able to replace him because they had everybody coming back from the wide receiver position. But you see Luther Burden with what kind of impacts he's going to have with his team. And Marcus Carroll and Noel, the running backs, are going to be great for Missouri this year. And people were a little bit concerned about their defense. Defense was a good defense last year. They lose the defensive coordinator to LSU, but didn't allow points in the game. And Brady Cook looked poised as ever. Norfleet, the tight end, got banged up and hasn't been at practice this week. So that's something to watch. But we didn't see much, but we'll find out a lot about these teams this weekend.
All right, Jay, Florida State really stinking up the joint on their first two games of the season. Is the Big 12 ignoring their phone calls now, or is the Big 12 like blocking them? Like, where do you see that situation?
Well, Florida State's a mess. And last year, you know, they were real upset they didn't make the playoffs. And they just weren't one of the best teams, the four best teams left in college football. And it proved its point. And the way that they basically didn't care about that bowl game, went there and just got destroyed by Georgia with 63-3, didn't even care. And now they're trying to make overtures and sue the ACC conference. They're trying to. They really want to get the SEC, but the SEC doesn't want them. Now they're really trying hard for the Big 12 to take them. They got way too many distractions going on. DJ Uiagalelei, their quarterback, he was at Clemson, couldn't make it there. Then he goes to Oregon State, was a little bit better than he was at Clemson. Is a bomb at Florida State. But that team looks hopeless, man. I mean, they have – and keep this in mind. 20 of the last 21 seasons, a team ranked in the top 10 to start the season has not finished ranked at all.
How much – say that again?
2021. That's going to be Florida State this year. Last year was USC.
Yeah, no, Florida State, I mean, they're done. You're sitting at 0-2 and lost the way that you did in Ireland on that last second field goal, and then, you know, got your doors kicked in the other night. So I just, like, Florida State is having that same type of effect that the Royals are having right now, right? Like, it's tough for them to get over the loss of Vinny Pasquantino. It seems like Florida State's having a tough time still recovering from not being part of that playoff last year.
Yeah, they are. They really were. We're down about that, and of course, very, very upset about that. And of course, did beat the LSU in that opening game, and then of course, LSU loses again. You speak of Brian Kelly. Boy, that's a tough race for he and Dabo. But yeah, and LSU of course starts out 0-1 this year after losing to a very good USC team.
Mm-hmm. All right, Binkley, we'll enjoy another night without NFL football because it comes back tomorrow. I know you're excited, and maybe just go watch the Netflix series again with Joey Chestnut, Shatner's world record. But Binkley, thank you again for coming on with Fesco and Dusty here on another. Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. You
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.